Imagine a world where a dazzling dance troupe and a breathtaking supermodel hide a ticking financial time bomb. A time bomb that eventually brings down a $50 billion empire. Hey, welcome to our one-on-one deep dive into one of the most sensational business collapses ever. Today, we're breaking down how excessive luxury, high leverage risk, and a perfectly orchestrated dance performance disguise dangerous debt and reckless strategies by Hui Kai Yan. I'm here to walk you through every step of this wild ride, from lavish parties to bold declarations that were meant to inspire confidence but ended up covering a fatal flaw. So, grab a seat and let's unravel this incredible tale together. Evergrande's story isn't just a headline, it's a slow-motion disaster that took years to build up. At its height, the empire dazzled the world with multi-billion-dollar revenues and a public image dripping in luxury. Yet, behind the scenes, it was sinking under a staggering $300 billion of debt. Hui Kai Yan's bombastic catchphrases like "no excuses, no reasons" painted a picture of invincibility while hiding the fatal financial risks that were steadily growing. The company's grand image of glitz and glamour was designed to inspire confidence, but underneath it all lay a precarious balance sheet on the verge of collapse. Every public celebration, every flashy display, was a calculated move to divert attention from the dangerous, high-leverage strategy driving the empire. Picture an enormous, glittering structure built on unstable foundations, a beautiful facade concealing a ticking time bomb. The irony is that what appeared to be endless success was actually a house of cards waiting for the slightest tremor. The dazzling exterior was maintained at all costs, even as the underlying debt piled up and threatened to bring everything crashing down. This setup makes you wonder how long an empire built on such risky financial gambles can truly stand. Now that we've set the stage with Evergrande's dazzling facade and dark financial reality, let's zoom in on one of the most intriguing parts of this story, the secret weapon that kept all eyes off the looming crisis. Evergrande wasn't just about towering buildings and high finance. It also featured a mesmerizing dance troupe that served as a strategic distraction. These dancers were not your run-of-the-mill performers. They were handpicked to perfection and selected based on strict criteria to ensure they exuded elegance and allure. Their every movement was meticulously choreographed to captivate high-level investors and influential guests, effectively drawing attention away from the empire's mounting debts. This elite group of performers transformed corporate events into grand spectacles where beauty and precision took center stage. The lavish routines were so impressive that they almost made you forget about the risky financial maneuvers happening behind the curtains. Every performance was a high-budget production that cost millions, a calculated move to project an image of success and stability no matter what was happening in the background. The dance troupe wasn't merely entertainment, it was a multi-million dollar investment in public relations, engineered to create a distraction so potent that even skeptical investors couldn't help but be dazzled. Their artistry became synonymous with Evergrande's opulent image, turning each graceful step into a symbol of a supposedly unshakable empire. And as we see the spectacle, it's hard not to notice that sometimes beauty can be a very dangerous mask. With the dance troupe setting the stage for distraction, it's time to introduce the next key player who helped cement this facade. Enter Bai Shan Shan, the supermodel whose stunning looks and magnetic charm became the face of Evergrande's dazzling distraction. Crowned as the winner of a top modeling contest, she quickly emerged as a symbol of the empire's lavish lifestyle and high-end image. Her presence on stage and at exclusive events wasn't merely for admiration. It was a strategic asset used to secure high-stakes deals and boost investor confidence. Her every move was orchestrated to project perfection and stability, even as the company's debts spiraled out of control behind the scenes. Bai Shan Shan's beauty served as a visual promise of success and elegance, a counterpoint to the grim financial realities lurking in the background. Her role in the empire was as much about seduction as it was about distraction, drawing focus away from the mounting liabilities. I mean, when she said, "I'm just a dancer, I know nothing about finance or politics," it only deepened the mystery of how much of her image was carefully manufactured for the benefit of the empire. This supermodel was not just a pretty face, but a calculated move in a game where glamour was wielded like a weapon. And as we transition from her magnetic appeal, let's now shift our focus to the mastermind behind it all. Hui Ka Yan, the architect of the Evergrande Empire, lived a life that was nothing short of extraordinary. His public appearances were marked by bold declarations such as "no excuses, no reasons," and every event he attended radiated sheer opulence. From glittering Hermes belts to luxurious office spaces in Shenzhen, his larger-than-life persona was crafted to project invincibility, making his empire appear as robust as the lavish parties he threw. Every detail of his public image was meticulously curated to embody success and power. Whether he was speaking at high-profile events or making grand gestures of luxury, Hui Ka Yan's life was a constant parade of extravagant displays meant to inspire confidence in investors. Yet behind the facade of relentless success lay a risky strategy fueled by dangerous levels of borrowing, a secret that not many saw until it was too late. While his bold speeches and luxurious lifestyle made headlines, they also masked a critical vulnerability. An empire built on high leverage and extravagant spending was destined to collapse when the numbers finally caught up. Now that we've seen how his lavish world was constructed, let's examine the financial strategy that ultimately proved fatal. Evergrande's explosive rise was powered by aggressive borrowing. Billions were taken to fuel rapid expansion and create an image of unstoppable growth. But every high-risk strategy has its dark side, and in this case, the empire's insatiable appetite for debt was its Achilles heel. The very tactics that allowed the company to reach a $50 billion valuation eventually led to it accumulating a staggering $300 billion in debt, a number that tells a story of unsustainable ambition. Every luxury event and dazzling performance by the dance troupe was funded by this risky borrowing, masking the harsh reality behind a veneer of success. It wasn't just overspending, it was a calculated gamble where every extravagant expense contributed to an ever-growing mountain of liabilities. The empire's glittering image was nothing more than a fragile facade built on the shaky ground of high leverage. When you see those eye-popping numbers, it becomes clear that the empire's brilliant exterior was supported by a dangerous, unsound financial foundation. The over-reliance on borrowing turned what appeared to be a visionary expansion into a ticking time bomb, waiting to explode. Let's now see how this financial strategy interplayed with the artful distractions we've already discussed. Evergrande mastered the art of blending spectacle with high-stakes business, turning lavish events into a powerful tool for influence. Their extravagant parties, featuring the mesmerizing dance troupe and supermodels like Bai Shan Shan, were not just for show. They were carefully orchestrated events designed to secure multi-billion dollar contracts and sway influential decision makers. At these events, the lines between art and business blurred, creating a perfect stage for closing high-stakes deals while the underlying financial risks were conveniently ignored. Every opulent detail, from sumptuous venues to meticulously planned performances, were part of a master strategy to distract and impress. These events weren't merely celebrations, they were high-level power plays that leveraged cultural spectacle as a means of securing lucrative deals. In the midst of the dazzling lights and elegant performances, investors and officials were lulled into a false sense of security, blind to the mounting debt hidden behind the glamour. The fusion of art and business was the empire's secret sauce, a tool that temporarily masked the unsustainable financial practices at its core. As the dance troupe captivated audiences and the supermodels dazzled onlookers, Evergrande was busy signing contracts that further deepened its financial vulnerability. Let's now witness how this elaborate performance eventually set the stage for a dramatic collapse. And then it all came crashing down. The extravagant lifestyle, dazzling distractions, and relentless high-leverage borrowing created the perfect storm that Evergrande could no longer withstand. As market conditions shifted and credit tightened, the unsustainable debt of $300 billion finally caught up with the empire, shattering the illusion of perpetual success. Every lavish expense, from luxury real estate to the high-budget dance troupe, contributed to a financial structure that was destined to fail. In a candid moment of truth, Hui Ka Yan admitted, "We soared too high, and now we're crashing down." Those words encapsulated the heart of the collapse, a once celebrated empire undone by its own recklessness and overindulgence. The collapse wasn't just a financial failure, it was the dramatic unraveling of a carefully constructed facade. The very elements that once inspired awe became the instruments of its downfall, serving as a stark reminder that unchecked excess and risky gambles come with a heavy price. Let's now see how this fallout affected the man at the center of it all. After the collapse, all eyes turned on Hui Ka Yan, whose once revered leadership now faces intense scrutiny and legal challenges. Once hailed as a visionary who transformed poverty into a multi-billion dollar empire, he now finds himself in the midst of investigations and public outrage. His recent admission, "Every risk we took was a step toward our glory, but now that risk has become our undoing," serves as a sobering reminder of his miscalculations and the cost of unchecked ambition. The fallout has not only tarnished his legacy, but also reshaped how the business world views high leverage strategies and personal indulgence. As authorities probe deeper and investors demand accountability, Hui Ka Yan's story is rapidly evolving from one of bold success to a cautionary tale of reckless ambition. This isn't just his downfall, it's a broader lesson for anyone who dares to gamble with risk on such a grand scale. His current situation, with mounting legal battles and shattered investor confidence, is a vivid demonstration how even the mightiest can fall when their foundations are built on unstable excess. With Hui Ka Yan's fate in the spotlight, let's now reflect on the lessons that emerged from this dramatic collapse. So, what's the takeaway from this wild saga? Evergrande's collapse teaches us that building an empire on high leverage and superficial displays of wealth is like constructing a house of cards over a deep chasm. Every dazzling event and extravagant distraction was just a temporary bandage, masking deep-seated financial risks that ultimately led to the downfall. This story is a powerful reminder that true success isn't measured solely by glamour and spectacle. It requires sustainable growth, responsible management, and a clear-eyed view of reality. Leaders must balance bold ambition with accountability, ensuring that the pursuit of luxury never overshadows solid business fundamentals. It's a call to rethink our definitions of success and to build our dreams on foundations that can withstand the tests of time. The Evergrande saga forces us to ask, can ambition exist without success? And can we truly balance vision with prudence? Let this be a lesson for future leaders, investors, and anyone chasing big dreams, that real success is rooted in accountability, not just in the sparkle of short-term glamour. As we wrap up our deep dive into the collapse of Evergrande, remember that this isn't just a story about massive numbers and extravagant parties. It's a stark warning for the future. The dazzling distractions, sky-high borrowing, and unchecked luxury reminds us that even the mightiest empires can fall when they lose sight of sustainable growth. This saga challenges us to redefine what true success means and to balance bold ambition with the accountability necessary for lasting prosperity. Every element of the story, from the breathtaking dance performances to the high-stakes contracts, serves as a cautionary note for both leaders and investors alike. It's a vivid reminder that when excess overshadows substance, the consequences can be catastrophic. Let the story inspire us to build our endeavors on solid, sustainable foundations rather than on the shifting sands of fleeting glamour. Thank you for joining me on this one-on-one journey into the collapse of a $50 billion empire. Don't forget to subscribe, like, share, and comment with your thoughts on this cautionary tale. Let's keep the conversation going. And I'll see you in the next story.